Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 10th chapter. Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Texts 9 and 10. At that time, Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadeva, Bhimasena, Dhaumya, and Satyavati, all nearly fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. Now I read the purport given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings, especially for the devotees, that it is impossible for them to tolerate separation. The conditioned soul, under the spell of illusory energy, forgets the Lord. Otherwise, he cannot. The feeling of such separation cannot be described, but it can simply be imagined by devotees only. After his separation from Vrindavan and the innocent rural cowherd boys, girls, ladies and others, they all felt shock throughout their lives. And the separation of Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond expression. Once they met in Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, and the feeling which was expressed by them is heart-rending. There is, of course, a difference in the qualities of the transcendental devotees of the Lord. But none of them who have ever contacted the Lord by direct communion or otherwise can leave him for a moment. That is the attitude of the pure devotee. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyanam Jana Shalakaya Shakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stata Jena Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadachi Swapadam Chika Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chitamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashachati Satanini Vancha Kaupatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Pachitana Pavane Vyo Vashnavi Vyo Namo Namaha. I read again. Yasi Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tanayatata Gandhari Dhritarashtrasya Yuyutsur Gautamo Yamu Vrikodarasya Dhamyasya Striyo Matsya Sutadaya Nasari Sahire Vimuhyanto Viraham Saringa Dhamvana. Translation. At the time Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadeva, Bhimasena, Dhaumya, and Satyavati, all nearly fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. And then this chapter, departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. And then Lord Krishna came into Hastinapura and he participated to the Kurukshetra war. And then he stayed for some time together with the Yudhisthira Maharaj to give support to him like this. And then came the time to go back to his place, Dwarka. And then these great personalities, they are, even in the presence of Krishna, they are feeling separation of the Lord, like this. And Srila Prabhupada say like this, there is, of course, a difference in qualities. Of the transcendental devotees of the Lord, but none of them who have ever contacted the Lord by direct communion or otherwise can leave him for a moment. Also Srila Prabhupada says, the feeling of such separation cannot be described, but it can simply be imagined by devotees only, like this. And this great personality had the personal relationship with Krishna. And then the feelings are very strong. Yeah. But as Srila Prabhupada said, we can meditate on them. Meditate in that kind of feelings like this. Yeah. The viraha, separation. Yeah. This is the characteristic of the devotion of Srimati Radharani, and also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mahabhava devotees, like this. And then we can meditate on this kind of feelings, like this, deep feelings. In fact, it is a suffering, yeah. Is a kind of suffering in ecstasy. But everything is absolute in relation to Krishna. The joy and suffering is the same, like this. And then this great personality, Subhadra, the sister of Krishna, mother of Abhimanyu. And also here we in this list has Viratanaya. Viratanaya is the wife of Abhimanyu, Uttara, the mother of Maharaj Parikshit. Great ladies, Draupadi. Draupadi was so chaste. She could marry the five Pandavas, and no one could tell anything about that. She was so exalted personality like this. Kunti Devi is the mother of the Pandavas. Kunti Devi is so exalted. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the prayers of Kunti Devi. In this, Krishna was leaving from Hastinapura. And then Kunti Devi, in front of Krishna, she spoke this famous verse like this: Vipadasantuta Shatshwat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yasyad Apunar Bhava Darshanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and deaths like this. Who can say like this? Huh? Huh? It's his own experience, because he underwent for so different situations, very serious situations like this. And then she could say like this, so exalted. And also this famous verse of Kunti Devi: Jamas Varya Shruta Shri Bir Edamano Madapumam Naiva Hatya Bidatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. She says that if one is intoxicated by... The intoxication is not just by alcohol and drugs like this, no. Some attitude, some psychic behavior like this. And then he says, Jama. Jama is an exalted birth like this, a famous name like this. And Ashvarya is wealth. Yeah. Shruta is scholarship. Like this. And Sri is a beautiful body like this. Nowadays the people are in the strong concept of bodily consciousness like this. And the Queen Kunti, she had all these qualities. Yeah. She was very beautiful, very scholarly, very rich, and like this. But she says that for approaching Krishna, one has to be akinchana gochara. Like this. Without these material qualities, Krishna wants us, our sincerity. One has to be sincere to approach Krishna like this. And then Raina Kunti, Gandhari, another exalted lady. Dhritarashtra, sometimes he was not like truth, like we cannot trust on him sometimes like this. But finally, he loses everything like this, and he had to surrender to Krishna like this. Yeah. And then Krishna accepted. Yeah. Afterwards, he left the body in the best way like this, because he had this contact with Krishna. Interesting that Yuyutsur, son of Dhritarashtra, In the verse it says Gautama, Kripacharya. They were in the side of Duryodhana. But after the war is ending, over, and then he became in the side of Krishna, like this. It said the Kripacharya is a good man, like this, because Duryodhana is, he was very clever, very expert politician, like diplomat, like this, and could, like, great personality like Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, he gave to them so many favors like this. And then when it was a Kurukshetra war, you must be in my side like this. But Bhishma Deva said, okay, but I'm not fight with my nephews, what it is, grandsons, like the Pandavas. I'm not fight with them, like this. Vrikodara. Vrikodara is Bhishma Dev, Bhima. Vrika means wolf. Yudara belly, like this. We can imagine how he is like this. Very strong man like this. Daumya is one learned priest of the Pandavas. Very pious person, Daumya. And then this lady, Satyavati, the lady. Who is Satyavati? Satyavati is the mother of Vyasadeva. It's a long history like this. Very interesting history. Because Parashara Muni was the speaker of Vishnu Purana. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. And then once Parashara Muni met this lady, Satyavati, it was the daughter of a fisherman. She smells fish like this. But he fell in love with her. And then they have one intercourse like this, and then Vyasadeva came. But Parashara Muni, no, he does not keep the marriage like this. No, he is. And Parashara Muni says in Vishnu Purana, see, I was the Vyasa in the previous Kali Yuga. And now in this Kali Yuga, the Vyasa is my son, Vyasadeva. And he said, see, and he is a very special Vyasa. He is a very incarnation, literary incarnation of Lord Narayana. He said like this. Because each Kali Yuga, it needs one Vyasa, one editor of the whole Vedic literature, because in Kali Yuga, everything has to be in written language. All this knowledge that previously was given by the master to the disciple, like just by words. And then afterwards, Maharaj Shantanu fell in love with Satyavati. And then he married her with some conditions. Because she said that my son has to be the next king. Because Maharaj Shantanu, he had another son with the other wife like this. It was Bhishma Dev. And then she was given some conditions to get married with Shantanu. I want to be sure that the next king will be my son. And Bhishma Deva said, okay, I agree. He can be the king like this. But she said, but what is the guarantee? If I'm alive, okay, I can see. But the son of my son can change like this. There's no guarantee. And then Bhishma Deva made the vow of eternal brahmachari, like this. And then Satyavati said, okay. And then she had two sons. Chitragada and Vichitravirya. Chitrangada, he died very early. And Vichitravirya, he did not have sons. And he died. He no sons. And then Satyavati asked his other son, Vyasadeva, to produce the sons with the two wives of Vichitravirya, that Bhishma Deva, he kidnapped them from the Kash kingdom. See, this story is very interesting. Amba Yambalika. And then from Amba was born Pandu, Maharaj Pandu, the father of the Arjuna, the Pandavas. And Ambalika, Dhritarashtra. I said that when had this intercourse, this is called Niyoga. In the Vedic culture, it is prescribed like this, to have this kind of. And then this lady, when he saw Vyasadeva is so ugly like this. And then he closed the eyes, and then Dhritarashtra was born like this. What is this? Blind. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, these great personalities was present. And then this verse says that was their feelings of the departure of Krishna. The same, as Srila Prabhupada commented, happened after the separation from Vrindavan. All the gopis, gopas, all the Vrajavasis was like devastated because they felt shock, as Srila Prabhupada says, shock like this. They fainted like this. Out of separation. Anyway, Krishna still was present, but just the situation, the possibility to be separated from Krishna. Also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he took sannyasi, he went to Jagannath Puri. And he was in Jagannath Puri, there was the famous conversion, like the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent a short time, and he said, I go to travel to South India. Devotees was like this, wow, we are going to lose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't worry. I will come back, because I promised to my mother. Yeah. When he was in Navadvip, after taking sannyasi, his mother was like in full desperation, like this. I will lose my son, like this. Feelings of viraha, different feelings. This devotee who had the close contact with the Supreme Lord, like this. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to his mother, my body belongs to you. You can say where I will live. And then they decided that it was Jagannath Puri. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the devotees in Jagannath Puri, I will come back because I promised to my mother, like that. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this trip by two motives, two reasons. First, he wants to spread Krishna consciousness and Mahamantra Hare Krishna. And second, because he wants to know about his brother, Vishvarupa. Because he has no news about him like this, since he left the house. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India and then went to the West Coast. In Maharashtra, in Pandharpur, he came to know that his brother, Vishvarupa, had passed away. And then he came back to Jagannath Puri for the joy of the devotees there, like this. And after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now I go to Vrindavan. Like this. Again, the devotees were feeling this separation. Oh, we are losing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I will come back like this. And then this is the feeling of the pure devotees, the associates of direct associates of Krishna. But for us, we want this relationship with Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, anta kale chamam eva smaram mukta kalevaram yat prayat samad bhavam yati nasti yatra sanshaya. If one remembers me anta kale, in the time of when the soul is leaving the body, mukta kalevaram, how abandoning the body like this. If one remembers me and is concentrated in my wonderful rupa. And then Krishna did, yat prayat samad bhava. You are getting my own nature, mad bhava. What is that? We are becoming Krishnas. No, because there is some philosophy like this, if you are liberated, you become a Krishna like this. But for us, no, no. Because we have the same nature as Krishna. Yeah? Same nature. It's like I say to someone, you go to the ocean and bring me one bottle of water, the ocean, Atlantic Ocean. And then here we put one drop of this water. And this drop is the same nature of the whole ocean. In the same way, Krishna is Satchidananda. And also, we are Satchidananda. But it's a big difference. Krishna is infinite, we are infinitesimal, atomic, like this. But the same nature, this is important to know. We have the same nature as Krishna. The soul is pure, but the coverings, this is the problem. The coverings of the soul are not, they are contaminated. And then we have to purify our coverings in order to the soul can irradiate externally, you see, with his own nature, like this. Otherwise, the energy of the soul goes through contaminate intellect, contaminate mind, contaminate senses, and then when it comes outside, it's just foolish things. Just foolish things like that. But we see people like this, speaking anything, but nothing has value. Nothing has value. But for the devotees, we have to manifest our soul externally, like this, externally. Because with this knowledge and purity of the soul, because it's natural for the soul, like this. Okay, there's time. If there is some questions, some comments,